Tonight's Chumash Shir, the Parsha Shir is dedicated with Zechus Refuah Shleimer for Arnett Margolin, Chana Bas Reizel, who could be, again, didn't get the update right before him, but could be in surgery as we speak. So our thoughts and tefillos are with her, and Lora Chaim is a good Melech Yosher for Klal Yisrael. This piece is one of my favorite pieces from Lora Chaim. In general, specifically, there's a lot of great pieces on Parshas Yisro. I was trying to think if we'd ever learned this together as a chevra. I don't think so. I do remember I used this Orach Chaim as a drasha for one of the shul breakfasts. I can't remember how many years ago it was, but the three parts that we talked about, that we had three honorees. We lined up each one of these three with one of the three honorees. So that we darshened this. We never learned it inside together, I don't think. So if you look, I'll start with the pasuk. We're holding by Parshas Perek Yud Tes, the very beginning of right before the Har Sinai. So the pasuk comes, you don't have on there. It says Vayusim Refidim. The Klal Yisrael left Refidim as a physical location. The Orach Chaim is going to explain what this symbolic location means. Midbar Sinai. They came to the Midbar, the wilderness, the desert of Sinai. Vayachanu b'Midbar. They camped there in the desert. Vayichan Sham Yisrael. And the Jewish people camped there Neged Ahar, opposite the mountain. So that's the pasuk which we're familiar with. But the Orach Chaim starts off that the previous pasuk had already said that we came to Midbar Sinai. So then, what are you getting over here on that, right? And this one tells us we left Refidim, but it's a little bit, seems to be a little out of order. So he starts off again. This is on the, at the top, it says page one, right? You see where the little check mark is by Yisum Refidim. So he starts off like this: Kasha, we have a difficulty over here. Lama Echer Hamukdam. Why does it put the earlier event after the later event, right? This pasuk, which is talking about the beginning of traveling, should have been before the previous one, said they came to Midbar Sinai, right? The start of a process, right, obviously comes before the end of it. So why does why do you have the starting point? Okay. So sometimes you do things in a crazy way because you have such an overwhelming ahava. It perverts your normal sense of thought, of processes, and you just do things because you're so, right? But besides ahava, right, we know that sinna, hatred, the opposite emotion could pervert a person. So you have such a hatred, you don't think logically either. But sometimes from a place of ahava, you don't do things in a normal way. And that's what he's explaining over here. Because Hashem loves the Klal Yisrael so much, and He wanted to give us the Torah so badly, lehaktim hamaucha. Therefore, He puts the later part before the first one. Shelios ki hu ze yom hamkuve habore labore letorah la'olam vel yon latachtonim. This is the Hakadosh Baruch Hu had a kiv. We had an anticipation for, had a hoping, a longing for. Hashem was chalishing, so to speak. It's always difficult to put the human emotions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we know that the Chazal teach us that Hashem had been waiting for this to give us both the Elyonim, all the angels, the lower ones, the Tachtonim, everyone's waiting and waiting for this day. U'miyom habriya v'heim yoshin u'metzapim, they're anticipating, Masai yavoi b'nei Yisrael midbar Sinai, when, finally, 2,448 years later, we've been waiting for this moment, so there's a tremendous ahava. Rabbi Tzvi Ram was pointing out once this Orach Chaim. He says, you can see in the Orach Chaim himself that ahava he has by saying such a thing. Because all of the Bria depends upon this, whether we're going to accept the Torah or not. So therefore, finally, we finally get to the Klal Yisrael. So, like, those who are waiting couldn't contain themselves to do the entire thing and all the details. Like an excitement, it bursts out of order. Wow, we came to Har Sinai. What an excitement. V'tekef kodmo hodah ba'omru b'yom hazeh bo. Right? That's why it says that we arrived at the Midbar Sinai. Higia choshuk v'nechshak l'choshek v'choshuk. The loves, one who loves, right, that's Hashem, and the one who is loved, Klal Yisrael, came to the one who loves and is loved, Hashem, to get the Torah. Right? V'simcha shemayim v'aretz kizehu tachlis abriya. This is the whole purpose, the tachlis of why we had it. So there's a great simcha happening. V'tikvah, it's tikvah, it's hope, it's For after kach, and now after this, now he's in the great things. Okay, it's amazing. Now we'll get through. Like we'll calm down a little bit. Chazar kosel hadia praton shel devar. Now we'll give prat all the details of what happened. Okay, so that's the first explanation that the Or HaChaim says is to why the thing went out of order. This is not what I darshaned on at the shul breakfast. That part that was the parshas. But he has another part also before we get to this part. He says v'od od yirtze. Another thing that the Pasuk wants to tell us by putting Rafidim after their arrival at Har Sinai. B'hoyer od oimru v'yavo me'mibar Sinai. V'halo k'var omr b'kosuv shulafon abo me'mibar Sinai. Again, the same thing we said already. Why are we repeating it? Od sarach ladas lama hutzrach loimru v'yachinu b'midbar. Why did they have to say they camped in the midbar? Halo, move on. It's understood who. Who are the great? Welcome, Biyosam Achanu. The place where they arrive, that's where they're camping. We get that. Achein Kavanas Akosavu. So, therefore, what's the Kavan over here? What's the intention behind these psukim? Lahatim Shlosha in Yonim Haim, Ikre Hahachan the Kabbalah Satorah. To talk about the three things that are needed for Kabbalah Satorah. Again, this is like one of my favorite rachah. I heard this, I think it was Rabbi Willen gave a Sichas Musar in the yeshiva. Based upon these three things. And he said, I remember it accurately, he said, look, everybody wants to connect to the Torah. Everyone wants to do whatever they can to connect to the Torah, but we're limited. You can't increase your IQ. You know what I mean? You play the hand you're dealt. But with what we're dealt, this is my take on it. He said that you can't improve your IQ, but what we can improve upon are these three areas. Everyone takes what they can from this Or HaChaim, but he says there are three particular areas that the Pasuk is hinting at in order to get to Kabbalah Satorah.
Shebe'emtze usom nisratza Hashem lahanchilam nachlas shakai.
When he wanted to give us what he had, he Torah seinu ha'ne'ima, the sweet Torah that we have. So let's go first. Va'echod. What's the first thing that a person needs in order to be mekabel the Torah, to connect the Torah?
Who hatig boris lahis atzmus be'esek haTorah? You have to put a lot of strength and effort into studying, and not be lazy. Ki ha'atzus hu esev hamafsid hasagaso.
It's a weed. It's a weed in the garden which undermines a person's ability to grasp it. When Chacham Avad Yosef, I think maybe was it last week we were talking about Chacham Avad Yosef. Yeah. Well, yeah, it was last week. How did we get onto him? No, it was the Sunday. It was the parsha shir. It was the Kibbutz Av Aim she recorded the Yalkut Yosef. I told this word over to Yaakov Keder a few years ago. Ki amarti v'chafti kol ha'adam kozev. I said in my haste, kol adam kozev, everybody is deceitful. So Chacham Avad Yosef Zatzal said, when you learn something quickly, when you just rush through something, kol adam kozev, everybody's wrong. You don't have the correct pshat because you raced through it so quickly. You understand? The machlok is Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir. Well, what does Rabbi Huda really hold? What does Rabbi Meir really hold? I don't know. I just read it through quickly. I didn't really stop to work it out. When you try to learn very quickly and just get through it. You know. On your mark, set, go. Try to finish up what I'm learning. What my daily quota is, which is important to have a daily chiv, chovos in learning. But if it's looked at just like a check mark, not really understand what's going on. So they call Adam Koizev, then a person gets deceptful because they don't understand what exactly is the Torah saying. What is the actual people? But let's go slow. I want you to enjoy the chont. I want you to enjoy the potato kugel. But if you want to really enjoy it, you got to chew it slowly. What? You know what I mean? You got to chew your steak, right? You got to chew your steak. Got to chew your meat. You know, if you're eating a meal and everything rush, quick. That's not right. You want to take your time with the ambiance. You want to enjoy it. Learning is the same thing. This everybody Simon heard. He said over when he used to go up in the summers in Boston, there was a Talmud from Reborach Ber. I think the Rav's name was Tannenbaum. I don't recall exactly, but he was a Talmud Reborach when he used to stay over the Zvort. Reb Simon repeated it that a person should go slow in learning and understand what they're learning. That I think we said from Rav Eliyashiv about the Daf Yomi. He said some dapim it takes 10 days for one daf, and some things you do 10 dapim in one day. You gotta go slow. But the whole point is to have havana in that. So that's what he's saying over here. Back inside in the Or HaChaim, he says if you're lazy, you're not gonna be able to chat. Lezeh timtza ki. That's why ki kol makom she's enu Hashem the Torah. Whenever Hashem's talking about learning Torah,
Yedaktik loyim eloshin chozek ve'omets, right? You have to strengthen and resilience, right? In the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, I think in Perek Aleph, chazak ve'amatz, four times, right? The Ashkenazim don't know this, but the Sephardic Hever, right? They don't give shkoich to everybody. Chazak ve'amatz. Be strong. What does the Malbim say over there in Yoshua? The chazak ve'amatz means to be strong and to maintain that. To maintain that thing. Anybody can be great for like 30 seconds, for 30 minutes, but to have a consistency, right? I think, it's quoting Vortlach tonight, but from the Rosh Hashiva, of Henoch Lebowitz Zatzal, by Anshei Sedom, he has a drush over there in his Sefer that they wrote up his Shmuzin. The Anshei Sedom were called Rishoyim, not because they occasionally did something bad, consistently did something. A person's defined by what they do consistently. So it works on the good, is good meat as well, right? A person who one time tells a sheker, they're not a shaker, they said a sheker. That's the essence of who they are. A person who did a geneva, they're not a goslin, they did something, they stole, they did something, but a person who does something consistently, a person who's constantly learning, they're a lamdan. That's what it means over here. So a person has to do this, right? Chazak v'matzah means to do it consistently. Ad goder sheyom is atzmo aleh. Kill yourself on the Torah. Meaning you put all your koach into it. All of your koach goes into it. Dechsev zois Torah sa'adam ki yomus ba'oel. This is the Torah. Person who kills himself in Torah. Darshu chazal. The Gemara drash is in brachos, right? That a person are only kept by someone who they kill themselves over it. Chmochin rabbeinu zal yedak deku behazkara som loymer esek haTorah v'hishtalusu haTorah rabim kamohu. That has to be busy with the Torah. You have to work on it. Like this reminds me of the Taz. The Taz in I think it's in Simon Mem Zayin in Hilchos Birchas haTorah. He's right. The bracha that we make is la'asok. La'asok b'divrei Torah. La'asok means to occupy yourself with. Like an asik. An asik means your business. And we said this many times, but a good businessman is always thinking about how to improve his product. How to improve his sales. I got to outdo my competition. I got to work on my marketing, my public relations. I got to, you know, customer service, whatever it is. I got to, yeah, I'm not in business, but whatever it is, they're always thinking about how to improve the business. So that's what it means, la'asok. I should treat my Torah like my business. Besides the fact that just there's an Indian, that's like the famous Kasha Tosus asks in Brachos about why you don't make a new bracha every time you sit down to learn. So right now, Baruch Hashem, we have a parsha shir after Marv. The what? V'yisabomiyalav. So why don't I make a bracha every time I sit down to learn? You know, he's working there on the kasha of you make a leishi b'sukkah, right?
So subconscious thought.
Subconscious thought, right? That it's with me. I'm thinking and learning. The Stipler develops this theme in his Sefer, where he writes that basically every moment that a person is free, one has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So but what does that mean, free? It doesn't mean that I'm free, because if I have to wash the dishes right now, I have to do homework with my kid, I have to, that's not called free. I have a chrayis.
But the Yisra of Yom Halala doesn't apply when you go to the bathroom, you make a new Berachos HaTorah when you come out of the bathroom?
No.
He's asking.
You can't think Torah in the bathroom. So then when you come out, there's a new chiyuv.
No, because Rabbi Sobolovsky once said like this. When you're going throughout your business day, your 9-to-5 job, and you have a shiloh comes up.
Still a chiyuv.
When you're thinking in,
you have the ability to set.
When you're thinking what the halacha requires, when you're thinking what the halacha requires to do in each situation, we have a business deal or something like that. So that's what it means. You're thinking and learning. I'm not thinking the sugi, the gemara, the rashi, the tosis, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I'm thinking, what am I supposed to do in the situation? So too, when I'm thinking that I'm not supposed to be learning in the bathroom, then that's considered a fulfillment key, because I want to make a new Berachos HaTorah. But we're always thinking about that. We should always be thinking about that. So that's what the Or HaChaim is saying, to constantly be busy and toiling in this.
So the practice of what you've learned is considered as being
a fulfillment of it. Yeah, to implement what you're learning in the world. Yeah. When I have I don't have to necessarily. The Chafetz Chaim writes like this, that when a person takes a taxi, all of a shalom, like an Uber,
So and you pay it, you pay the driver. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, when you're doing that and you think, b'yom titein scharo, you have to pay a worker on when the wages are due. So I just got a taxi ride, and what's it called? And you pay them on the right time, right? So that's a mitzvah. So you think about that, and you elevate everything into a mitzvah because you're thinking and learning. You're thinking, what does Torah, what does the halacha want me to do in the situation? There's this cute story they tell by the Sklin Rebbe Zatzal that he walked out of a bathroom into the hallway, walked back into the bathroom, turned off the light, and then walked back out. So they asked him, Yilam Deina Rabbeinu, why did you... You're in the bathroom, you walked out into the hallway, and then went back in to turn the light off. Why did you turn the light off when you were in the bathroom before you walked out? So he said, what? You remember this? He said, I wanted to have kavana when turning off the light to help save the owner, whatever it is, of the house, a financial loss. To help them save the money, right? They're gonna lose money. So therefore, but in order to have kavana to do that mitzvah, I couldn't have the kavana in the bathroom. So I had to step outside into the hallway, have kavana. I'm turning off the light switch in order to have the thing. We don't think about this, but like simple acts just as buckling up our seatbelt, right? You can get a mitzvah for that if you have in mind, right? Right? Similarly, you put on one of these, what are they called? The reflector belts. All these things. We can elevate all these things. That's what that, again, well, what does it mean? It means we're constantly, we're Osek in Torah. We're thinking and learning. Now, again, even a higher madrig is to actually have a Torah thought. Have something in mind while you're walking. You know, in Lubavitch Yeshivas, there's a big Indian of thinking Chassidus as you're walking down the street. They memorize Parakum of Tanya, Maimer, and they're thinking it. They as they're walking down the street, they're thinking in it elevates the whole surroundings. I might have shared when I was before I was married, it was a Madrich in Mivaseret, and we had a Shabbaton in Mattersdorf with Scheinberg Zatzal. He spoke to us after Shabbos was over, and I remember very clearly he said, I want you boys to look in my eyes, because these eyes saw the Chafetz Chaim. I was a ben bias by the Chafetz Chaim. So you're looking at somebody who saw the Chafetz Chaim. Powerful enough. And he told us, the Chafetz Chaim said, again, this is going back, and it's a different world. He says, but he said, the Chafetz Chaim said, those streets are not real. The streets are no place. You can't walk down the streets. You can't look at anything. What was so bad in Poland in the 1920s? You can't look at the streets. So you have to, before you walk outside your front door, you have to take a Torah thought with you. A Mishnah, Rashi, a Chumash, whatever it is. Think something so you're thinking before you step outside, or else the streets are going to, you know, too much of a temptation. So that's what Rav Scheinberg told us in the name of the Chafetz Chaim. You can imagine how much more so 100 years later what he would say. Satmar Rebbe once said that a Bacher sees on one train ride, he sees more than they did 70 years in Europe. on one train ride in the subway. So again, but I'm going too far off. But the whole point is that a person should have thoughts of Torah. A person should be thinking in Torah. And that's the first, again, not to be lazy about it. V'ay mashi perashti b'sifri chifetz Hashem shechibarti al ketzas. When I was younger, I wrote a sefer chifetz Hashem, right, on the Gemara. My mirzab Minam Bo, quotes the Gemara in the Shaz, that with the right hand, that this relates to what we're learning about in Boston Lagani. The Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim with his right hand and Arts with his left hand. The right hand is always a metaphor for powerful. So a person should hold on to Torah in a powerful way. The Tira, and you'll see Kilo tusag hasaga ela b'has atmus godol. Right, you'll see that it has to be a tremendous, tremendous. Okay, very good. Shkoy, giving a muster shmooze. But how in the world is this? Where do you see this in the pasuk? So now the Orach Chaim comes and says this idea about being killing yourself over the Torah, not being lazy in your Torah. That's in pasuk. Keneged ze omer hakasa vayisu merefidim. So this requirement of not being lazy, that's what it says in Pasuk, where they journeyed from Rephidim. Lobo, the Hodiyah Malkum, Shemimena Nasu. It's not coming to tell me a geographic location where they're walking from. She'im Kain, Hailo, Lahak, Imo, Koydim, Hak, Nusom. Because that's true, they're going to tell me before where they camped in Sinai. Ella, Niskavin, Loima, Shinasumi, Bechinas, Rifion, Yadayim. They left, they're leaving Rephidim, they're leaving that place of Rifion, Yadayim. of really weak hands, being lax, being lazy in learning Torah. K'moshe matzina b'drashu kain or b'seinu zal b'posuk v'yilochem im Yisrael b'refidim. Right, when a mole comes to attack, it's in refidim, rifyon yadayim, because the Mechilta explains that a mole came because we were being lazy. We were being lazy. Our enemies attack when there's not the stark learning. Adkan. Okay, that's the quote, right? So what do you see? Before they came to Har Sinai, that we hadn't been really steiging it in. There wasn't a malus over here. But now we journeyed away from that. That's what it means. We left Rafidim. We left that complacency, that patting ourselves on the back. To take up a real burden over here in working in Hashem's Torah, and that's now what it means. We came to from Har Sinai. We left that laziness. So that's number one. A person can't be lazy. And again, this is not intellectual. It doesn't matter. A person's intellect. I can tell you from firsthand experience. I had talmidim over the years who were not necessarily the brightest kids. They were good, decent, but not. They weren't even honors tracks. They were like the middles, right? The middles, but they stuck with it, and they were more matzliach than these smarty pants kids who went off to Ivy League schools, right? these Ivy League kids got better IQs, but they weren't into learning. The kids who really were working at it and were into it, they accomplished much more. It's not about even they say it's not apikorsis. They say from the Chazon Ish. They say the Chazon Ish was not necessarily such a super genius. He himself brought down. They had, again, the Chazon Ish was the Gadol Hador, but he had an average intellect. Elamai, well, how did he become the Gadol Hador? Because he worked. He worked at himself. And if a person's not, again, if someone's going to be lazy, there's always Teirutzim. But if a person's willing to work, then that's how a person becomes great. And even people who are not blessed with the amazing intellects, a person has a decent head on their shoulders, which thank God we all do, can accomplish amazing things. But can't be lazy. So that's number one. The second one's a little bit short. The second one's like, the Indian has sheni. What's the second thing the person needs to have in order to be mekabel the Torah? Who shiflus vanova. You need to be low, be an onav. Ki ein divrei Torah miskayimin el b'mi shemash pil atzmo umesim atzmo kamidbar. The Gemara is only going to be held on someone. I think it's a Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in Tainus says in Daf Zayin that the Torah is nimshal mayim, right? In mayim la Torah, just like mayim comes from a high place and comes low, so too a person will and it stays. So too the Torah will only stay by person. What? Yeah. So too a person will only stay. The Torah will only stay by a person who is who makes himself low. Right, like a midbar. That's what it means, right? So if you're a bal gaiva, you're not going to ever become a talmid chacham. Keneged ze omer v'yachanu b'midbar. That's what it means. They came into the midbar, but again, this bal gaiva, and again, not to get into current events or politics, but many of these rabbinic leaders, who now the names are all in scandals or over the years. There always was a tinge of gaiva. Not a tinge, there was like a strong people. And years later, their names are in all the papers for inappropriate things. Tremendous chil Hashem, but the tzad hashav shebehen. It was all these people, these scams, it was always the place of gaiva. Rabbi Arvi Leibowitz is always so stark on pointing out this meeting, the importance of having true humility. And that's the second requirement. Again, the first is to work, but a person has to become an onav. That a person has to become affected by this. There's a story they told about the Baal HaTanya. And somebody once went to the Rebbe and he gave him a list of his daily learning, right? His Seder HaLimud. So he said something along the lines, I don't remember exactly the mice, he said something like, you're showing me what you've learned from Shas, but you haven't shown me what Shas has taught you. You haven't shown me how you've changed. This is what I do, but what is the Gemara? How has it made you into a more sensitive, more refined, more into an edel person because of your learning? So that's what it means. Vayachinu b'midbar, pirush, loshen shiflus va'anova. That's what the desert means. Kat midbar, like a desert, shahakol dorchin olov. The flip side of this, when a chassid once went to the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, they're trampling all over me. Like everyone just steps all over me. He says, because like you make yourself into a shmata. Meaning you spread yourself all over the floor. That's what he said to him in Yiddish, which means like you're trying to do everything. So you're getting trampled upon. But a person, lamais, the person has to have a sense of humility. So number one is the importance of not being lazy. Number two is the importance of humility. And the third and final requirement, again, and they're all in the pasuk, right? Because they left Rephidim, they came to Midbar. The third, he says, ve'in ha-shlishi hu b'chinas yi'ud chachamim, to have a meeting place, getting together, pischabrus b'leiv shalom v'tomim, to be, get together and to learn together, not to learn by yourself. Lo shihiyu bad bevad, everyone should be each one on their own. Shalehim amar hakosav cherev al habadim, it's a sword. A sword upon people who learn by themselves, they become foolish. Ela yizvadu yachad v'yachadu zeloze. They're going to sharpen each other. V'yizbiru ponim zeloze. They're going to sharpen each other's. You know, when I was a kid, my older sister got a like, it was called like a rock tumbler. You know, like it's like yeah. You know what I mean? It's like
shinier.
It makes it shiny. So you put the two rocks in. And then you like wind it up, you grind it up, and then they bang up against each other. And then after, you know, for 35 minutes, just turning little handle, then the rocks are banging. After a half hour banging together, they come out smooth. Then you made like a jewelry, make a necklace or whatever it was. But I always thought, that's like a good chavrusa. You know, it starts off, you're two sharp stones, you're banging against each other, you're screaming, blah, 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 but at the end, it comes out smooth, right? The Gemara talks about it as a father and son, everyone's yelling at each other, but they love each other. That's the idea of learning the chabura. Some people who, again, you have these like Yechidi Segula, but we're not talking about those who like, you know, like a Rav Liashiv or somebody who learns on their own. The majority of you have to learn Bechabura. You have to have somebody you can bounce ideas off of, someone you could talk to, because you might learn up a sugya and think you understood it, then you don't understand it so well, or someone else has a better insight, or Akasha. There's always the importance of learning Bechabura. The Gemara Brachos talks about this in, the, I think, the ninth parak, about the importance of Haskes, right, of getting together, making groups. Of learning to go together, that's very, very important. That again, there are times a person can learn on their own, but really, really, ideally, a person should learn with a chavrusa, with a chabura, that you can sharpen each other and check each other. You know, the pilpul chaverim of discussing this. So that's what he's saying over here. That's that you're not learning by yourself. Keneged zen. Now, where do you find this in pasuk? Omer vayichan sham Yisrael loshen yachid. Right, that's the famous drasha. Vayichan. It's not vayachanu. They camped. It's vayichan. He camped. He one person did it by himself. Shenase kulon yachai ki ish echad vehein ata heim ruuyim lekabalas haTorah. Because by being by themselves and learning to together. By learning together, that's how they were able to be mekabel the Torah. So those are the three. Again, in the shul breakfast, we talk about these three meals. We talked about the three honorees that year. Right? How each one had these wonderful milas. But I think for each one of us, it's a good chazara. And again, we every year it's a kabbalas haTorah. The Bel Zerov writes that by Parshas Yisro, that when you hear the kriyas ma'or the zman, so when you hear the kriyas haTorah in shul. That it's ki'ilah. There's another the sina satorah is happening. We makabel the Torah again. So the person thinks about it, coming into a parshas Yisro. How am I incorporating these things? How am I being active in exerting myself in my learning? It doesn't necessarily mean in terms of quantity. It could be in terms of quality. In other words, when I have a 15-minute, 20-minute chavrusa or 20-minute shir, am I engaged in that? Or is my phone out? I'm checking my things. I'm answering tech. How committed? How focused am I? That's one aspect. And the second part of it is the humility. The person realizes that I might not know everything. I don't know everything, right? But yeah, no matter how smart you are, whatever super genius you are, good trick to remind yourself is there's always more that I don't know than I do know. Even right, pick your sin, the rugged shover. There's always more the rugged shover didn't know than he did know. The Tanya, right? There's always more that he knew than he didn't know. Again, that's a good way of healing. And finally, the idea about learning with others. It's good. It's a good shmooze to talk about. You know, having a parsha shir, but this is just me darshening. But the idea is having a chevra together of learning a chavrusa, shir, a chabura, and having that the back and forth. That's what I learned from Rabbi Simon. He never lectured. The shir was never a lecture. It was always a you wanted to juice it out of you. Like what do you think? What's a good sword? What's not a good sword? To talk it out and the learning and the process. That's really the geschmack that comes in learning. And a person shouldn't rush through learning. A person should take it slow. Chew your steak, enjoy your steak, chew your chont. chew your potato kugel, chew your Pepsi Zero Sugar. Mm-hmm. And again, tonight's learning is Zechus Refuah Shleima for Chana Bas Reza. Shkoyach, everybody.